Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Silvestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. QL moves to third. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hoag reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Hoag scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbacher for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvestri hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almada strikes out. Silvestri drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Almada out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McQuinn, and towards Berardino, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into McNair, who tags Almada, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0-for-2 in the game. Silvestri is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Appling strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbacher moves to second. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 3 in the game. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Clint Brown. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.